Numbers chapter 18. Then the Lord said to Aaron, "You and your sons and your paternal house with you will bear the iniquity of the sanctuary, and you and your sons with you will bear the iniquity of your priesthood. And bring your brothers up also, the tribe of Levi, your father's stock, with you, and they will join with you and serve you, as you and your sons with you serve before the tent of the testimony. And they will discharge the duties you give them, and the duties of the whole tent, but they will not approach the holy equipment or the altar, so that neither they nor you die. So they will join with you and discharge the duties of the tent of contact, in respect of all the work of the tent, and no foreigner will approach you. And you will discharge the duties of the holy place, and the duties of the altar, so that there will not be anger any more at the sons of Israel. And as for me, look, I have taken your brothers the Levites from among the sons of Israel. They are for you a gift given to the Lord to do the work of the tent of contact. And you and your sons with you will keep your priesthood in every matter of the altar and of the inside of the veil, and you will perform it. I am giving you the work, your priesthood, as a gift, and any foreigner who approaches will be put to death." Then the Lord spoke to Aaron and said, "And for my part, look, I have given you the duties of my heave offerings. Regarding all the holy matters of the sons of Israel, I have given them as an anointing to you and your sons as an age-abiding statute. This is what will be yours from the Holy of Holies, from fire, every oblation of theirs, whether every meal offering of theirs, or every sin offering of theirs, or every guilt offering of theirs, which they render to me. It is a matter of the Holy of Holies to you and to your sons. In the Holy of Holies you will eat it. Every male will eat it. It will be holy to you. And this is yours, the heave offering of their gift, with all the wave offerings of the sons of Israel. I have given them to you and to your sons and your daughters with you as an age-abiding statute. Everyone who is clean in your house will eat it. All the best of the new oil and all the best of the new wine and corn, the first fruits of them which they give to the Lord, I have given to you. The first fruits of everything in their land which they bring to the Lord will be yours. Every clean person in your house will eat it, and every dedicated thing in Israel will be yours. Everything that opens the womb of all flesh which they offer to the Lord, whether of men or cattle, will be yours, but you will most definitely redeem the firstborn of man, and you will redeem the firstborn of unclean cattle. And you will redeem those from 1 month old who are to be redeemed to him according to your valuation, money to the value of 5 shekels, according to the holy shekel. It is 20 gerahs. But you will not redeem the firstborn ox, or the firstborn lamb, or the firstborn goat. They are holy. You will sprinkle their blood on the altar, and you will burn their fat as a fire offering, as a sweet fragrance to the Lord. And their meat will be yours. Just like the breast of the wave offering and the right leg, it will be yours. All heave offerings of holy things which the sons of Israel heave to the Lord, I have given you and your sons and your daughters with you, as an age-abiding statute. It is an age-abiding covenant of salt before the Lord, for you and your seed with you." Then the Lord said to Aaron, "You will not have an inheritance in their land, and you will have no portion in their midst. I am your portion and your inheritance among the sons of Israel. And look, I have given every tithe in Israel to the sons of Levi as an inheritance, in exchange for their work which they do, the work of the tent of contact. And the sons of Israel will no longer approach the tent of contact, which would mean that they would bear mortal sin. And the Levites will do the work of the tent of contact, and they will bear their iniquity. It is an age-abiding statute for their generations, but they will not inherit any inheritance among the sons of Israel. For I have given the tithe of the sons of Israel, which they heave to the Lord, as a heave offering to the Levites, as an inheritance, which is why I have said to them, they will not have an inheritance among the sons of Israel. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, And you will speak to the Levites and say to them, When you receive from the sons of Israel the tithe which I have given you from them as your inheritance, you will heave a heave offering to the Lord from it, a tithe of a tithe. And it will be counted for you as your heave offering, as grain from the threshing floor, and as the fullness of the wine vat. So you too will offer the Lord's heave offering from all your tithes which you receive from the sons of Israel, and you will give from it the Lord's heave offering to Aaron the priest. You will offer all the Lord's heave offering from all your gifts, from all the best of it, the sacred part of it. And you will say to them, When you offer the best part of it, it will be counted for the Levites as the produce of the threshing floor and as the produce of the wine vat. And you will eat it in every place, you and your household, for it is your wages in exchange for your work in the tent of contact. And you will bear no sin on account of it, when you heave up the best part of it, and you will not profane the holy things of the sons of Israel, so that you do not die.